Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rich Galen's here. Rich is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion, the publisher, and the CEO and the CIO over at Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column. He also moonlights as the janitor there, and he's our good friend. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
Good to have you back. Welcome back to the USA.
I know. Nice to be home.
Yeah. So, folks, one of the reasons I'm so proud of Rich, and many of you may not know this, unless you follow him closely, follow his column, or you see him on television, or hear about it on this show, but Rich is a great American because whenever he's needed, whenever someone is needed to do a number of things. You're like a utility infielder, Rich. I mean, you travel around the world for a lot of different reasons. Most recently, you were asked to go, and you remind me who asked you to do this, to go to Ukraine, former Soviet partition, and now a free nation, to observe their election.
Yeah, it was by an organization called the International Republican Institute. There's also a National Democratic Institute, and I've been working with those folks for, oh, Lord knows how long, since the Warsaw Pact countries started, you know, the Warsaw Pact began collapsing. And what these two organizations do is they try to, in the early days, what they tried to do was to help form democratic institutions, small-d democratic institutions, where none had existed because, you know, in the Soviet Union and the Soviet republics, only the bad guys are allowed to do it. It's a little bit like the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, they always played against the Washington Generals, and that's what these countries would do. They'd put up some straw opposition that they never lost to.
And the good people didn't really have any basis for knowing how to put together an organization.
Not a clue. So what would happen in the early days is the NDI would take the center left parties. We would take the center-right parties and try to set up a legitimate contest of ideas, not of the edges, but of just kind of not, pretty close to
the basically edge. Just the structure, not the policy so much, is just showing them how to build a box, use the building blocks.
This is how you do it. Right. This is how you build a house.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And so that's what you've been doing. And what did you find when you got over there this time?
Well, the interesting thing about Ukraine this time was that the lesson, unfortunately, I think, is that you don't have to steal an election on election day. The best time to steal an election is starting about 6 weeks out.
Right.
With the intimidation of the opposition parties, there's it's called the Party of Regions, R-E-G-I-O-N-S, is the party in power and the president's party, and they control the parliament. And what they did, to a great degree, was to they controlled the media, and so the media would cover the Party of Regions candidate, but didn't have enough time in the newscast for any of the opposition. And then what the government did, or at least the party in power did, was they would set up additional opposition parties to further were like the Washington Generals, and their only job was to dilute the vote.
So it was gamesmanship.
Which
doesn't sound like a well-formed democracy to me.
Oh, absolutely not.
What was your job?
I said this is a throwback. Well, our job. I mean, it's a little bit like locking your car door. If somebody wants to get into your car badly enough, they'll smash a window and get in. But if it's locked, go find an easier target. And by having the country with the biggest group of observers was Canada, of all things. But the idea is that at least on election day, they won't have wholesale ballot stuffing and wholesale.
So you were trying to keep it from getting completely out of hand.
Out of control. Yeah.
Okay. Now let's bring it back.
All you can do is hope that little by little over the years that the institutions will become more transparent.
So your goal here is, in a granular way, to over long term move these people in a direction till some kind of democratic reason takes hold.
That's right. Where the population won't stand for
right.
Having a pool table right. That's so obviously tilted in one direction.
Okay, so quickly, recently some organizations here in the United States, ACLU, NAACP, I think, was another one, requested the UN to have poll watchers in the United States. Bring the UN to watch polls in the United States. That's very offensive to me, Rich.
Well, it's offensive, but, you know, you think about what if you were a Ukrainian and you saw a bunch of, you saw this short, bald Jewish guy from Northern Virginia
let me put it this way. Why wouldn't it make them say, hey, Rich, why don't you go home and take care of your own house?
That's exactly my point. I mean, yeah. I feel the same way. I say, who are you guys to tell us? You're going to have some guy in here from Nigeria to take a look at our elections? What are you, nuts?
But wasn't,
on the other hand, we don't have anything to hide.
But isn't that kind of a tactic very similar to what you described the entrenched authority in Ukraine doing? Is it a form of intimidation?
It's intimidation if you're intimidatable. You know those little blue haired ladies that run the polling place where you go. You go try to intimidate them.
That's right. You don't want to go best two falls out of three with those ladies.
Exactly right.
they'll take you down.
they don't have to worry about the Attorney General of Texas. It'll never get that far.
Yeah, but still the optics of it.
Yeah,
is
that's
really
okay.
Hateful.
I don't. It is, but so what? I mean, that's another good reason to throw the UN out of the U.S. and
well,
put
that's
it in
right.
Mali.
I agree with that.
In,
but
you know,
but isn't it going to really kind of make those groups look desperate and reactionary?
Well, no. I mean, it's one of those things that if you think that there's going to be voter intimidation by not letting people vote if they don't have the proper ID,
right?
Then you want those things that that bolsters your position.
Yeah.
If you think that, you have to have an ID to get into almost any office building, just regular office building
right.
in Washington, D.C., and you go, well, I can't get into my wife's building without them taking my picture, so what's the problem with showing ID to vote?
The final assessment I think we can both agree on is elections aren't perfect.
And they are imperfect. And much like a baseball game, I mean, they're called by umpires, and sometimes
right.
they miss a close pitch.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing here. It's only when there's a very close election that the errors.
And we've got that coming up next Tuesday, folks.
Up,
so
yeah.
so gird your loins and buckle up tight. When we come back, there's something that's concerning me about the United States, a very serious concern to me, and I wanted to get Rich's thoughts on it after these messages. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.